Welcome back to the show. Oh my goodness. So we're continuing our discussion with the man himself, the dude in charge of the Wisconsin Harris for President campaign, Mr. Garen Randolph. I wanted to, back in 2016, what were you up to?
2016, I was doing a local race and still doing campaigns here in Wisconsin. So I remember 2016 oh too well.
So I'm not a pessimist. I swear to God, I'm not. Some people that listen to my show would, with all of my doom and gloom, I talk about how much the Republicans suck. they might think I am that, but I am ever the optimist. However, I remember 2016 like it was yesterday, and I remember how every single poll that came out, like Real Clear Politics, which is like an average of all the polls that come out, had Hillary Clinton her lead over 6%. Like it was outside the margin of error, to the point where she kind of like pulled some of her events and stuff from Wisconsin. And then we all know what happened. And I'm so nervous about that because we have 538, which is, all the other polls and everything. Harris is up by 1.6, which is awesome. That's great. But holy crap, that is within the margin of error. What are we doing, man? Like how do we not have a repeat?
No, I hear you, and I would point to yes, that did happen in 2016, but I also point to in 2020, the average polling lead for Joe Biden was like 8 points, and we won by 20,000 votes.
Yeah,
because unlike 20, we didn't take our foot off the gas, and that's exactly what we're doing this time around. So I hear your concern. I think you're right to be asking this question, but like this is. This campaign is going to run through Election Day.
Right on.
We will have the candidates here, as you saw. We have the vice president here tomorrow.
Yes.
We had Governor Walz in Wausau last week. We don't, you don't see a presidential candidates show up in Wausau that often, right? Like we are in every corner of the state, and we are making sure that doesn't happen. We are not reading these polls. Whatever the polling average says, great. This race is tied. This is still Wisconsin, and it's going to look like it has in the past. We are going to need every single vote, and we're going to talk to every single voter. And I do fully expect Election Day to be extremely close.
Yeah.
And I think that is the thing that we keep, the message we keep drilling into our voters and to our supporters is, this thing is not over.
Yeah.
Donald Trump can win. We have to beat him. This is not something that's going to be handed to us. It is our job over the next 47 days to make sure that we knock on every door, to make sure that we make every phone call, to make sure that we talk to our friends and family, show up at events, whatever it takes, because if we don't put in that work for the next 47 days, November's going to feel a lot more like 16 than it did 20, yeah. And we can't let that happen.
No,
we
can't.
We are committed to finishing this off.
I want to talk about, what the campaign I don't know how to even say this, but the buzzword is weird, right? And everything from candidates not pronouncing Kamala Harris's name correctly to something that Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that was actually really, really disgusting. And if you don't know what she said, listeners out there, what she made mention to is she said that she has children at home that make her humble, and Vice President Harris doesn't have anything that keeps her humble. And like, what a disgusting, insulting thing. But it's not uncommon. I mean, this is time and time and time again. Like, in the immortal words of Vince Lombardi, what the hell is going on out there?
I think there's a couple pieces to this. First of all, what you are seeing from all of these surrogates like Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Laura Loomer and all these people that are coming out is an actual reflection of Donald Trump.
Yes.
This is Donald Trump. Just because his campaign has been able to rehearse him and occasionally keep him on message, this is how he thinks. But it also is a distraction from the campaign that they're running. They don't have a plan to move this country forward.
Right.
This campaign is about grievances of the past. It's about Trump getting revenge for an election he lost 4 years ago.
Staying out of prison.
I didn't even want to go there, but I'll give you that one.
Yeah, I'll go there.
But this you know, our campaign is looking for. We're talking about lowering costs for voters. We're talking about not lowering taxes for the middle class and making sure millionaires pay their fair share. We're talking about lowering healthcare costs. We're talking about increasing public safety. Our campaign is talking about the things that voters are interested in hearing, and Trump's campaign is not. And they see this, as you said, you know, weird, crazy stuff because they don't have a plan to move this country forward.
Yeah.
So voters are looking for an answer to what's next, and he doesn't have that. So you continue to see this stuff to distract from that. But I think it is important that, you know, as some of this stuff does seem, you know, crazy and out of left field, like, we have to listen to what they're saying, because Donald Trump's agenda for another 4 years is crazy and radical and out of left field. You know, Donald Trump left our country in chaos last time he was president. And he didn't have a plan then. He has a plan now. You know, he has a plan to, you know, do tax cuts again to give handouts to his rich friends. He has a plan to restrict reproductive freedoms. He has a plan to undermine democracy. He has a plan to let him do whatever he wants without any consequences. And that stuff is scary.
It is scary.
So I think that making sure that voters see that and they don't get too caught up in, you know, some of this wild rhetoric, because there are real things at stake here. And, you know, I think that Trump's campaign is doing everything they can to distract people.
They are. And I think, you know, there is the doom and gloom, but I also think that there is such optimism and such positivity coming from Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. You can see it in the places they go. You can see it in the faces of people who they meet. And it's not an anger or a bitterness or, you know, this is something that we need to get revenge for. It's just unadulterated hope and love for the country. Like, it's so cool. It's so refreshing. We've got 30 seconds. I do want you to comment on that part of that.
Yeah, I mean, we are seeing amazing excitement across the state since she became a candidate. I mean, we had almost 20,000 people in Milwaukee. We had 16,000 people show up for a rally in Eau Claire. We haven't done anything like that. I mean, the excitement that we're seeing from both attendees, from the hundreds of thousands of volunteers that have signed up to help out the campaign is great. You know, Wisconsinites are ready to elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and turn the page and move this country forward. And I think that, you know, seeing them and having them continue to talk about, you know, hope and joy and moving the country forward is exactly what's fueling this.
Yeah, it is awesome, and I'm so glad that you spent some time out of your freaking crazy schedule with us. And you know, if you're free, you're a friend of the show, come on. I'd love to do a different campaign update as things get further on here.
Absolutely, I'll be back.
Garen Randolph, thank you so much.
Thank you for all you're doing.
Keep up the work, brother. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
We'll see you later, and we'll be right back on the Rational Revolution after this.